Launching himself from the tree, Corvus Scare soared away, flapping noisily so that the adder could track his movement. When he was sufficiently out of earshot, Corvus swooped down into the fork of an elm, waiting until Ballas arrived. Not wanting to linger with the fearsome snake, he came straight to the point.
Those earth crawlers in the redstone house need to fear my name. They must know Ballas is with me. They will learn the meaning of terror. You can do this.
The reptile's head swayed back and forth.
Ballas knows. All creatures fear him. Even the great Skrr. But why do you do me this honor? What is my reward to be?
Corvus cocked his head from left to right, as if he feared being overheard. He lowered his voice.
Allah! When the eyes of the Doomwatch return to their rightful place, you will be rewarded. I will command my carrion birds to drive out every reptile from my caves. Frogs, toads, lizards, slow worms, and grass snakes. They will be yours to treat as you please.
Ballas coiled and uncoiled languidly, a sign that he might be pleased with such an arrangement.
These reptiles, what are their numbers?
Corvus Scare spread his wings wide.
Aha! Like the leaves which grow on the trees.
The monstrous snake glided slowly off, his final words causing the raven to shudder.
Remember this. If you play me false, Ballas can make your death last half a season.
Not since the great snake Asmodeus had there been a serpent so feared in all Mossflower. Long seasons had done nothing to affect the huge reptile's power, speed or venom. Moreover, the blindness that had been visited on Ballas had only served to enhance all the snake's other sensory skills. In short, it created a creature that was totally fearless and fearsome with no natural enemies. Only victims. Corvus Scare was well satisfied with his plan. He flew off back to his netherworld of caves, ignorant of one puny smooth snake. It had lain coiled above his head, disguised by the billowing foliage of the stately elm tree. As soon as Corvus winged away, the little snake began a slithering descent from the elm trunk. Sicarus was no mere head ornament. She too had her eyes and ears in the strangest of places. Other eyes had also witnessed what took place outside the caverns. High on the hillside, the dark beast saw it all. The mysterious watcher drew a strange sword, slowly back and forth over a whetstone slab. Little did Corvus Scare, or his scheming smooth snake, know that they were being observed by a creature who was planning their destruction. No matter how long it took, the double-bladed sword hissed softly as it was drawn over the whetstone, sharp and dangerous as the fangs of any reptile when held in the paws of the Dark Avenger.